السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب، ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه، إن الله بالغ أمره قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Our Islamic faith is the faith and the religion of hope. It's not the faith of despondency and despair. One of the most important objectives of religion is to infuse people with hope, with sense of optimism, and to disperse the sense of despondency. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been saying that this verse, if only my community embrace this verse and believe in this verse, it would definitely suffice them. And that verse is, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever has reverence, taqwa, reverence for God, reverence and respect for Him, He will appoint a way out. He will prepare a way out for him or her from their troubled life. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، إِنِّي لَأَعْلَمُ آيَةً. I know a verse in the book of God. لَوْ أَخَذَ بِهَا النَّاسِ لَكَفَتْهُمْ. If people embrace it, if people believe in it, it will suffice as them. And that verse is this: وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ. If you put your trust in God, if you have reverence for God, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. He will salvage you. He will help you out. فَمَا زَالَ يَقُولُهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَيُعِيدُهَا. The Prophet himself, he would continuously repeat this verse. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ. He will repeat it. And the Prophet himself, he says about this verse, مَخْرَجًا, a way out from what? The Prophet says 3 points here. Point number one, مَخْرَجًا مِنْ شُبُهَاتِ الدُّنْيَا, the confusion that engulfs some people in this life. Many people go through confusion. At the time of making a decision, they don't know what to do. This is true with the young, with the old, with the fathers, with the mothers, with those who are married, with those who are single, with those who are rich, with those who are poor. They don't know how to make a decision in their life. They get confused. Allah says, if you follow taqwa, righteousness, if you embrace reverence, then I will find you the solution. I will show you the way. I will give you clear vision. مَخْرَجًا مِنْ شُبُهَاتِ الدُّنْيَا, the confusion of this life, وَغَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ, and the distress of the hour of death, the departure, the hour of departure, وَشَدَائِدُ الْقِيَامَةِ, and the horrors and the adversities of the Day of Judgment. God is going to save him or her in these three positions. Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, again the Prophet, he says, Akthar, someone came to him, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm confused. Ya Rasulullah, I have lots of problems in my life. I don't know what to do. Find me a way. The Prophet said to him, Akthar min qawli la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-aliyy al-azim. Always repeat this throughout the day with your tongue and your heart. La hawla wa la quwwata. There is no strength, there is no power except with the Lord, except by God. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-ali al-azim. Once you say this, you're going to find the solution in your life. You're going to find the relief. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salatu wassalam says, لو كانت السماوات والأرض رتقا على عبد, if the heaven and the earth were shut in his face, were closed completely, they were closed, they were joined together, and the road is completely close in your face, ثم اتق الله, and that person would follow reverence and piety and righteousness and the fear of God and the respect for God. ثُمَّ اتَّقَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْهَا مَخْرَجًا. Definitely God will find him or her a way out of that deadlock. There is a master key for this deadlock. A master key, you can carry it with you. And that is reverence for God. Many of our problems arise in our life because of our disrespect for God. We don't pay attention to him because of our negligence of God. But if we respect God, and if we respect tilka hududullah, his rules, his regulations, we will find. Definitely God would not abandon you. God is so merciful, he's so caring, he's so thoughtful of his servants. He would not leave them in limbo. But when we turn away from him, we don't receive these bounties and these blessings. We deprive ourselves. I always give this example. The sun is always shining. Sometimes we draw the curtain. We make the room dark. Not because the sun is absent, because you draw the curtain. You don't want the sun to see the sun. God's mercy is always there. Always available. It is us who decide sometimes we don't need this mercy. I am doing well by myself. Why should I need God in my life? We don't call upon him. We don't knock at his door. We don't say, Ya Allah. We don't turn to him. We think that the wealth that we have accumulated, the knowledge, the expertise that we have, the family that we have, the connections that we have, they suffice us. So we turn away from him. We do not revere him. But if we are with him always and we keep knocking at his door, his doors are open for us. And he will provide us with a way out. مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And he will sustain you from ways that does not come to your mind. From a place someone will give you, someone will help you, that you never thought of him or her before. God will make them available for you. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ chapter 7, Surah Al-A'raf. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا. If they do two things, the people of the towns, all the people of the towns, Muslims, non-Muslims, the creatures, the people. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا. They believe and they have been reverent. آمَنُوا, they have faith in God. And they respect God. They believe in Him and they respect Him. Two things. آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. We will pour on them the blessings and the bounties from heaven and earth. We will give them. Sometimes when God does not give, it's a wake-up call for us. It's a reminder for us. It's a friendly reminder that wake up, come back to me. Sometimes it's in the form of death, destruction. The Imam alayhi salatu wasalam says, Al-Imam al-Baqir, Inna lillahi ta'ala uqubatin fil qulubi wal abdan. Allah has ways of waking us up. Sometimes physical ways and sometimes spiritual ways. The physical ways, dhanakun fil ma'isha, hardship in sustenance. You lose your job, you lose your income, you lose the profit, you lose the gain, the physical gain, material, financial. Dhanakun fil ma'isha. Dhanak means narrowness, harshness in your income. This is a wake-up call. This is a wake-up call. This is physical. And sometimes it is not physical. Probably it's more damaging. It is spiritual. وَوَحْنٌ فِي الْعِبَادَةِ. Wahn, feebleness. When it comes to serving God, you don't have that enthusiasm. You get lazy. When it comes to religious obligations, someone becomes lazy. This is a form of punishment. A form of punishment. And also, وَمَا ضُرِبَ عَبْدٌ بِعُقُوبَةٍ أَعْظَمَ مِنْ قَسْوَةِ الْقَلْبِ. No person has been punished and severely hit with a punishment worse and more severe than the harshness of the heart, the severity of the heart. قَسْوَةِ الْقَلْبِ, the inhumanity of the heart. That is the worst punishment. When someone who's supposed to be human and carries a heart, loving heart, becomes a beast, worse than a beast. إِنْهُمْ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْهُمْ أَضَلُ. And we see these examples. We see them in the middle of the Muslim community. People like ISIS. People who join Al-Qaeda, terrorist groups. Allah has stricken them with a punishment. He took out the mercy from their hearts. When the mercy is taken out, that creature becomes worse than a beast, more dangerous than a beast. وَمَا ضُرِبَ عَبْدٌ بِعُقُوبَةٍ أَشَدَّ مِنْ قَسْوَةِ الْقَلْبِ. قَسْوَةِ الْقَلْبِ is the merciless of the heart which is supposed to be the center of mercy and compassion and love and care, becomes very harsh. That is the worst punishment. This is sometimes a wake-up call from God. So we go back to Him. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. روي عن مولانا الإمام أمير المؤمنين عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه قال: من كثرت نعم الله عليه كثرت حوائج الناس إليه. Once the favors and the bounties of the Lord abound on a person, people's need to that person is also going to abound. The more God bless you with bounties, with blessings, the more people are going to knock at your door. And this should be considered as a privilege. When people come to you asking you for help, whether it is physical, financial, sometimes spiritual, sometimes a guide, sometimes they want you just to teach them something, to tell them something. This is a privilege. This is a gift from God. Do not look at this as a burden. Do not look at this as a punishment. Never say, why people are coming to me, not going to my brother, to my neighbor, to my friend. Never say that. Look at it from a positive lens, not negative lens. When people come to you asking for relief, for help, this is a privilege. God has chosen you, not someone else. He wants you to work for Him. He wants you to be His agents. He could have chosen someone else. God has now, at this moment, more than 7.5 billion people living on this earth. He could have chosen others. He's not short on numbers. God is not short on people. He has plenty. But God chooses the special ones, not anyone. Those who appreciate, those who are grateful. So God wants you to work for Him. Do not be upset. Do not say, I am overburdened because I keep helping this and helping that and guiding this and giving nasiha to this and giving an advice. Never say that. God loves you. God wants His agents to be always active, working, not lazy. Helping, left and right. Because when you help, this is the only legacy which is left after your death. The only legacy that you're going to draw on it after death is when you make a change in people's life. People are going to remember you. People are going to say, Fulan, one day I went to him. Nobody opened his door for me except him. He answered me. He was there for me. That is a privilege. You have to be thankful. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and our imams, his family, the greatest leaders of mankind, when someone comes to them, they would be excited. They would welcome that person. They will thank God for sending someone asking them for help. They would never be frustrated or upset. Thus the hadith says, "Man kathurat," the more blessings God gives you, the more people are going, كَثُرَتْ حَوَائِجُ النَّاسِ إِلَيْهِ. People are going to knock at your door. فَمَنْ قَامَ فِيهَا بِمَا يَجِبُ فِيهَا عَرَّضَهَا لِلدَّوَامِ وَالْبَقَرِ. Therefore, he who fulfills his duty towards these bounties, what does that mean? It means when you receive from God, you try to give, you try to pass it to others, you help others, you bring relief to some people. You share what you have with others. You don't keep it to yourself. Sometimes this risk of God, sometimes knowledge is called risk. Sometimes akhlaq good manners is also risk. And sometimes money, sometimes housing, sometimes medicine, sometimes nasiha, wisdom. If you share it, if you give it, if you bring relief to people, then arrabaha, he will preserve and protect them, and they're going to grow. God will keep giving him. But if he gets angry and frustrated, why people are coming to me? Don't come to me. Go to someone else. Don't call me. Don't ask me. If you do this, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَقُمْ فِيهَا بِمَا يَجِبْ عَرَّضَهَا لِلزَّوَالِ وَالْفَنَاءِ. You are going to expose these bounties that God has given you to destruction. You are going to lose them. God is not going to keep continue giving you. This is how we should look at God's bounties. This is our perspective. When God gives you, whatever He gives you, share. Share it with others. God wants you to be a channel. God wants you to be a representative that you reach out to others. He gives you the supply to you, and He says, you distribute this. Give it to others. Don't keep it just to yourself. And the more you help, the more you receive from Him. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَإِن تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. When you are grateful, when you appreciate this blessing and this ni'mah and this gift from God, and you share it with others, I will keep giving it to you. Do not be worried that one day I will be left out with no money because I'm giving my money. Or I will be left out with no knowledge because I'm giving my knowledge to others. God will give. The best type of insurance, if you want to ensure the continuity of prosperity and happiness, the best type is when you share it with others. That is a guarantee that you would live for the rest of your life in a prosperity, in happiness. Inshallah. Allahumma akhfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibu ad-da'awat innaka ghafiru al-khati'at innaka mahi as-sayyi'at wa ja'iluha hasanat innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir allahumma ansur al-islam wal muslimin وانصرنا على القوم الظالمين ووحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين وشافي مرضانا وداوي جرحانا واقض ديوننا وفرج عنا همومنا وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.